Und darf zu sein, mit Aleph, Babo Prokim Ha'ilom Nidain, Rashi says, Babo Prokim Bashone, four Zmanim in the year, Ha'ilom Nidain. The Pesach ala Tvue, Batzeres al Peres Ha'ilon, Reish Hashone, Kolboi Oilom, Oivrim Lofonov, Kivnei Meroin, Shenema hayoitza yachad libam ameivin al kol maiseyem ubechag nidoinim al hamoyim. Lefi ha'emes, we'll see the Tana of our Mishnah holds that it's going according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, and Barbo, so the Barsho says, it's very meduik, the Lashon of the Mishnah. Barbo parokim ha'ilam nidoin, that the zman of the din is in arba parokim. That means by Pesach there's a gmar din and a gzar din. Everything is nidin be Pesach al atvur. Batzeres al peresil, it's also nidin. Bereish Hashone, the din is bereish Hashone, the gmar din is b'yom kippurim. So therefore it says oivrim lefonov. It doesn't say bereish Hashone. Kolboy oilam nidainim lafonov. It's oivrim lafonov because there's no gzardin. That's why when he goes back to Bechag, so he says nidainim alamayim. Chag is similar to the first two parokim, which there's taka din and a gmardin. Kivnei meroin, so Rashi says, meforish bigmore, shenema hayoitza yachad libam bigmore meforish lay. Lule de Mistafine, it's very interesting. Here Rashi says Meforish Bigmore, and Rashi says Bigmore Meforish Lei. Bachsame Rashi means to say as follows. And the Pshat of Kibnei Meroin, let us just see for 1 minute the Gemara of Yitchesam at Aleph. The Gemara says, My Kibnei Meroin. So the Gemara brings down three Taichin. Hochi Tagimo Kibnei Mrona, Rishlokishoma Kemailis Beis Moroin. So, in the B'nai Maroim, there's different Pshotim on B'nai Maroim. So that's what Rashi says, K'B'nai Maroim, Meforish B'Gmor. The Gemor is going to explain this different Meforish B'Gmor. The Gemor explains different Mahalchim, what the Taitch of B'nai Maroim is. Then the Gemor later brings down the Posik, Hayotza Yachad Libam. So the Gemara had problems understanding Pshat in the Pasuk. Ilei mahochi koma debrano lekulei alma miyachad li bayu kadodi vokachazinan delav hochiu. The Gemara had a havamine that the Pasuk is telling us that the Rebbein Shlom made that the levavis of each person is biyachad. That's Pashto Dekra. Yoitza yachad libam. The Gemara says it's not like this. Elalav hochi kama hayoitze roye yachad liban amevin al kol maisem. The Gemara has a different pshat in the Maskonim. That means pashtid dikro is difficult to understand. So this Rashi says bigmore meforish loy. That means the pasuk doesn't have a pshat. Is bigmore meforish loy. Frag the Gemara, hay tvue. Which tvue is nidain on Pesach. He says, we have to understand, Pesach, the tvue grew, and it's oimed liktzer. So you could learn pshat, that the Pesach ala tvue, that means the tvue which is oimed liktzer, there's now a din, what's going to happen with this tvue. And that's pshat, each Pesach, there's a din on the tvue that is kayim. What's going to be with this tvue from now till the ktsire? Frek the Gemara hai tvue. Ileima o tvue de kaime, that the din is now on the tvue which just finished growing. And there's a din now on this tvue, what's going to happen, how the harvest will be. So frek the Gemara kolhani apartiki da adua lo amos isden. That means all the difficulties that occurred, all the nishayinis that occurred with the tvue from the zriya till now. So if on Pesach the din is only from now till the Ktzire, so all the other inyanim, Amos is then. When was there a din on these inyanim? Ela tvue, the mizdara. So the Gemara said, so the Hamazon fakert, that the din already is on the tvue from A to Z. That means, let's say, Pesach Tovshin Nun Gimel. So there's a din on Pesach Tovshin Nun Gimel on the Tvue, which will be planted Marcheshvin Tovshin Nun Dalit. And whatever will happen to that Tvue from the beginning, from the Zriya till the Gemar Ktzire, that was the crop of Tovshin Nun Dalit was completely Nidain Pesach of Tovshin Nun Gimel. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Ela tvua de mizdara, the tvua that was planted Tovshin and Gimel, the tvua that was the Pesach of Tovshin and Gimel, the there was a din from the beginning of the Zriya to the Gemar of the Ktzira. The Gemara lememre dechad dine mizdine, this take one din on the tvua from the beginning till the end. For Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Tvue she'ira bo keri oi oines koidem ha-Pesach. If we learned in Abaraisa that if something happened to Tvue before Pesach, nidoines l'sha'ova. That means if something occurred to the Tvue, the Tovshin and Gimel Tvue before Pesach, so that was from the din that was Tovshin and Beis. La'achar ha-Pesach, something happens to the Tvua Tovshin and Gimel. La'ach after Pesach, nidoinis la'habe. So that is, that occurred through the Pesach of Tovshin and Gimel. So we see that there's not one din on Tvua. No, pshat is, from Pesach, whatever will occur from Pesach to Pesach, that means Pesach is the Zman of the Gmar Ktzire of the previous year's crop, and from Pesach we start the new Zriya from the new year's crop, so whatever is included in the Zman from Pesach to Pesach is needed in each Pesach. Masha'enkein, but it comes out that a crop from the beginning to the end, there's not one din on it, there's two dinim on it. Because the gemar of the crop is from the new Pesach, and the zriya of the crop is from the old Pesach, from the previous Pesach. Adam she'ira boy keri oy oines koidem yom ha-kippurim. A person that something happened with him before Yom Kippur, nidain l'sha'ova, so that came about through last year's Yom HaKippurim. La'acha Yom HaKippurim, if something happens with him after Yom HaKippurim, nidain l'habe, so then that is from this year's Yom HaKippurim. Omarove, shmamino, treidini, mizdina. So we see that on each crop, there's not one din, there's two dinim. The Pesach of Tovshin and Beis, and there there's a din, how the Zriya will be of the Tovshin and Gimel Tvua till next year Pesach, and how the Gemar Ktzira will be, that's nidin on Pesach, Tovshin and Gimel. So there are two dinim on each crop. On Rabbi, so Abaye said, Hilkach, Kichozi inish de matzlech zara afelo. The person sees he planted chitim. Chitim were planted in Macheshvin. It's a slow crop, but he sees that it's mutzlech dik. So memelev it's mutzlech dik. So from now we see that the gzar din of the previous Pesach was that it should be a mutzlech dik year of tvua, a bumper crop. Is ligdim velizra chalpa. So let him go now and mizarez himself to plant soirim. Soirim bechlal is a is a tvue that grows quickly. The ad the moti lemidaine kodom solik. So he should make sure, that means we know this din from Pesach Tovshin and Beis Tovshin and Gimel. That was a good din. There was a psamutlach dike din. So let him chaparain, be mizariz himself and plant soirim as soon as possible. So make sure that the soirim will more or less will be growing before the next Pesach. But the areinchappen, the brachis of the mutzlach dike din in the previous Pesach. And now it's grown already, so then it's not mistava that will be taken away from him by the next Pesach. Let us see Rashi. Ileime hotvue dekaima hashte b'mechuba. If the din is only on the tvue which is now in existence, umuchenes likzer, and is about to be cut. So the Gemara asked, Hani harpartiki, all the mikres, all the occurrences, the odu alo, sha'obru aleho, that passed over the tvue. So where was there a din on all these occurrences? If you'll say that the din of Nissen is the mizdara, sha'osid lizroye b'machesh v'nabo, that the din is that the tvua which will be planted in Ma'acheshvin, so there's already a din Pesach, and what will occur with this tvua from Ma'acheshvin till after the Ktzirim. So the Gemara says, Lememre decha dine pam achas mizdine. So from the Mishnah, perhaps you could say that, but the Gemara brought a raya from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, klonitazai. The Beraisa says, if Tvue Shire Bokeri Kigoin Borod Oishi Dofein, and the Bach is Moisef, Oinis Aide Odom Kigoin Chayolois, Nidainais Lishaova, is the Mishpat was Koidem Shenizra. This occurred because of the Pesach that was before the beginning of the Zriya, the Hainu Pesach Shel Ishtaket. Something that happened with the Tvue La'achara Pesach, something that happened with the Tvue which is Kemat grown now, and is Oymed Likzer, and something happened, is Nidoynes Lahabo. So this din came about the Pesach She'achar Zriyosa. This came about through the Pesach which was after the Zriya. The Gemara says the same thing by a person. If something occurred between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, is Nidain L'Sha'ova. So this came about to the previous Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim Shel Eshtaked Nigzer Olo. The previous Yom Kippur, that was the last year's Yom Kippur, that was the Gzeir between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim came from last year's Yom HaKippurim. Whatever happens from after this Yom HaKippurim, so this is Lahabo. Now, Rashi had a problem over here, and because the Loshna Gemara is very shver, let us just see the Loshna Gemara before we continue in Rashi. Let's say Odom, they have the same problem by the Torah, but say Odom Shira Boy Keri Oynes, Koidem Yom HaKippurim. So if something happened before Yom HaKippurim, Nidoin, this din came about, L'Sha'ova, through the Yom HaKippurim, last year's Yom HaKippurim. That means if in Tovshin and Gimel, Ben Kessel or also something happened, so we should know that this came about because of the Yom HaKippurim of Tovshin and Beis. Fine. La'acha Yom HaKippurim, if something occurred after the Yom HaKippurim of Tovshin Nun Gimel, is Nidain, so then it's from the Heintike Yom HaKippurim. The word Lahabo is very unclear. Lahabo, it would seem that it means the Yom HaKippurim which will come. What do you mean the Yom HaKippurim? We're talking about it happened after the Tovshin Nun Gimel, the Yom Kippur. So the word Lahabo is very shver, and that's what Rashi wants to be Miyashiv. Before we see Rashi, which the Ritva Tainis ain't enough in what Rashi says, The Ritva wants to say Pshat in the Gemara to be Meyashiv the Loshana Gemara, that the Gemara is speaking about that a person is standing now between Ben Kesel La'osa. That means now he's between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is telling this person as follows. Something that will happen now, that came about through the previous Yom HaKippurim from Tovshin Nun Beis. Something that will happen after Yom HaKippurim, that is came about through the Yom HaKippurim, which is going to come. That means we're speaking about a person who's now Ben Kesel La'osa. So the Loshin Lahaba is going on the Yom HaKippurim, which will come. That will decide the occurrences which will occur after Yom HaKippurim. Rashi did not learn like this. Rashi learned that he's holding after Yom HaKippurim already. He's holding after Yom HaKippurim, and something happened, so we're saying it occurred because of the Tovshin Nun Gimel Diki Yom HaKippurim. Fine. But how does this lie in the word Lahaba? La'acha Yom HaKippurim, that which occurred after Yom HaKippurim, Nidain Lahaba. So Rashi says the word Lahaba means B'yoim HaKippurim She'ovar Achshav B'korev. It means the Yom HaKippurim that just had passed. That the Tanna calls Lahaba. Let's just skip over to the Rai from Rashi. U'mishum de kori lahi de ishtaket she'ovar kori lahi de lekame lahaba. That means the Tana wanted to differentiate between the two Yom HaKippurims. So this is last year's Yom Kippur. So last year's Yom Kippur he called l'she'ovar. So what was needed from this year's Yom Kippur, he didn't want to say this is a zichat after Yom HaKippurim, it's also l'she'ovar. But he couldn't call it l'she'ovar because then it'll be confusing. So this year's Yom Kippur that just passed, he calls that lahaba. That means comparing this with last year's Yom HaKippurim, so this is called a lahaba de Yom HaKippurim. That's how Rashi says pshat in the Loshin lahaba. V'chein Loshin Mishneh Meseches Nedarim. So Rashi says the Lashon HaMishnah is also like that. Koinem yayim she'eini toyim chodesh zeh. If a person made a koinem an yayim, she'eini toyim chodesh zeh, it would seem Rashi in the Dorim learns like this, that he said this reish chodesh. Osar b'chol ha'chodesh kulo, he's osar the whole chodesh, v'reish chodesh lahaba. And he's also in the Reish Chodesh that just passed. Who Reish Chodesh she'ovar ato b'korev? The Reish Chodesh that just passed, he's also in that Reish Chodesh also. It's very difficult to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. I mean, if he's also Reish Chodesh, HaKocher, we have to say he made the neder on Reish Chodesh. If he made the neder on Reish Chodesh, so why are you calling Reish Chodesh Hu Reish Chodesh she'ovar ato b'korev? The Reish Chodesh that just passed. If he made the neder on Reish Chodesh, so the neder asers yayin from today and the whole Chodesh. The Reish Chodesh, he doesn't understand the raya from Rashi. How Rashi brings a raya from the Mishnah. I mean, if he made the neder after Reish Chodesh is an osa, doesn't work retroactively. So Koch made the neder after Reish Chodesh. So why does he speak about the Reish Chodesh that just passed? When he made the neder, so it's in Reish Chodesh, so this Reish Chodesh is also osa. Al Koponim, that's how Rashi says Pshat and Lahaba. Lahaba means to differentiate between the previous Yom HaKippurim. So the one that just passed is called Alahabodike. Trei dini mizdini, kaidim zriyasa v'samoch lekotz. So there are two dinim. Before the zriye, that is nidden from the Pesach before Malcheshvin. That's the din how the zriye will be. And how the ktsire will be, so that's the next Pesach. And that is a din on that. Kichazi inish de matzlech zara afela. So Abaye said, therefore, if a person sees chita v'kaisemes, שנזרועים במחשבים, שאין ממהרים לסבשל, they don't get ripe quickly, בריסיס ארץ מצליח, ליגדם ולזרח הרפו, הסעירים המהרס לסבשל, וזעירים אויסו בשבט ועודו. That's the זמן הזריעים. The given, so now that he sees the af lo matzlach, that the chitim wa matzlich, shma mino, l'toy v'nidim bepesach shova, that there was a good mishpot on the previous Pesach. L'fikach yemaya l'zroya b'reviyya shniya. So he should chap orain to be zereya de soirem as soon as possible b'reviyya shniya. That the moti l'midayni bepesach abo, when they'll be up to the dim, kodem solik v'godol tzas, it grew a little, so if it grew already, so then the din will not, then it's a different din already. The shells, not how much they should give him in a shemayim, nor how much they should take away from him. So since it grew already, ain't even ma'er shuv lehiskalko. It's very interesting, the Oruch says, we have it on the side of the Maseiras HaShas, the Gemara says, Keri oy oynes koydem yoydem yemakipurim nidin l'sha'oval. So he says, Keri brings him the oruch, the Ritva brings him the goinim, Keri bidei shamayim k'may mikre lailo. That means if something, an occurrence happened in a shamayim, a drought, a flood, etc. Oynes bidei odom. And oynes is if happened bidei odom. Is dach sechmeh, from this Oruch and the Goinim would be a shtikol raya to the Goin. The Goin says, this is the Loshon Hagro that Rab Zundel Salant brings down, Tois ma shemurgul befi ha'olam, the Welt sagt, shebal bechire yochel lasis la'odam bilti gzeiras ha'boire. The Welt sagt that a bal bechire is bekoyach to do things even though there was no gzeiras. And by Emerson, there's a lot of soivrim that hold like this. The Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayeshev brings a Zohar HaKodesh that says, Vayatzileu meyodom vayosef. It says that Reuven was matzel Yosef, Vayatzileu meyodom. They wanted to kill him. And he told them to throw them into the boil. Frek the Zohar HaKodesh, so what kind of a tzola is this? There was Nechoshim Vakrabim, so what kind of a tzola is this? So the Zohar HaKodesh answers, Vayatzileu miyodom, he rescued Yosef from a bal b'chire. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Zirin Inun, there are very few people that are able to be nitzel from a bal b'chire. To be nitzel from Nechoshim Vakrabim, that's nitazai gefelach. That if there's a medrash that says that if there's no lachash milamaylo, so the anochosh won't bite. Anochosh is totally agzeir, anochosh is mazik, that's what there's a kruz min hashemayim, it should be mazik, so anochosh is mazik. But a bal b'chire is bekoyach, it would seem to be mazik, afilu if it's not nigzal min hashemayim. So that was vayatzileu miyodom. That's what the Chaim HaKodesh says. The Emek Dover is also mavaya, the parsha with this gang, that a bal b'chire has besondere koyches. This Rabbeinu Chananel in Mesechtes Chagige. The Rabbeinu Chananel says the Gemara Mesechtes Chagige clears what is pshat? Yesh nispe beloy mishpat. That a person could leave this world without mishpat. The Gemara muchetzich what that means, that he left this world on a mishpat. Gemara is a few ma'alchim. So Rabbi Nachananel says the emes pshat is that he was killed. That's the emes pshat. Yesh nispe beloy mishpat. There was a nix that he should die, and someone killed him. That's what the Rabbi Nachananel says. So we see the Rabbi Nachananel holds that a bal b'chire is bekoyach to be masik afilo on a mishpat. The Goyin says nitazai. The Goyin says tois ma shemulgul befi ha'olam shebal b'chire yochel asis lodom bilti gzeiras ha'boire. There's no such thing. Rak. But the Goyin says there is one nekudah. שבכל דבר נגזר על האדם באיזה אבן ינוגב. That means if a person bangs himself on a stone, says the gzeira min ha-shamayim, which stone he'll bang himself. That was also nigzar min ha-shamayim. Aval bebal b'chire loy nigzar eize bal b'chire yasa loy letoiv oy lemuta. But if something happens to a bal b'chire, that means this is going to happen to him. He has to get killed, he has to die, this and this time. So that was nigzar. But who should do it? That already a bal b'chire could be mamzi himself. If it was nigzar that he should die, so memel then a bal b'chire will be able to kill him. If it wasn't nigzar, he won't be able to kill him. Aber im loy nigzar loy min ha-shamayim ein bal b'chire yochel lasis loy me'ume. That is what the goyim says. So l'chere dachsach mir, we have here an offene gemorre like the goyim. According to the Aruch and the Shittas ha-goyim, the gemorre says, keri oy oynes. And oynes means oynes bidei odom. Something happened bidei odom. Nidoynes l'sha'ovar. So the gemorre says, which din brought this about? The previous Pesach, the Itzike Pesach, Abos Emin Dachlor, that it only occurred because of the din. It's not pshat, is that an Odom was able to do what he wanted to do. It's totally in the previous din. Zok the Gemara weiter, money masnisim. So the Gemara asks, who is our Mishnah going like? Loi Rav Meya, v'loi Rav Yehuda, v'loi Rav Yosi, v'loi Rav Noson. It's not going to any, we have four Tanoim, and it's not going according to any one of them. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Hakel nidoinim b'roish ha-shone, u'gzar din shelahem nechtam b'yem ha-kipurim divrei Rav Meya. Rav Meya holds everything, this one din in Roish ha-shone, Exardin shalem nechtam b'yayim ha-kippurim. There's no other zmanim. That's the shas hadin. The Ritva brings down from Yerushalmi that is when emesim pshat, what we say in Zechoynes, v'al ha-medine ispoye oimer, eze l'ro, v'eze l'soiva. So what's pshat, eze l'ro, v'eze l'soiva? That's totally in Pesach. That's totally the din in Pesach, if it will be a ro, or a soiva. So the Ritva wants to say Lefiyemis, he brings a Yerushalmi, that's a kelt, we don't paskin like our Mishnah of Abba Prokim. Luchel, we paskin like Rav Meir. He says, Rav Meir, everything is done, there's no four Prokim. There's one Perik, Reish HaShoneh, and that, Akel Nidoinim, Reish HaShoneh, Zardin Shalom Nechtem, Yem HaKippur. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Hakel Nidoinim, Reish HaShoneh, וגזרדין שלהם נחתם כל אחד ואחד בזמנו. There's a din בראש השונה, but there's a גזרדין, now it seems as a מחלוקת הראשונה what גזרדין means. The Ritva seems to say גזרדין means that the oynish is a din, but the oynish waits for the גזרדין. Svasemis wants to say, and we'll see from Tosis, so it seems like that, that the gzar din means that is a din, and the din is a fartik a din, and the din functions already. But a din can be noch oiker sein a din, with tfile and with tschusim. A gzar din you can't be oiker anymore. But the din is a din. The din already functions after the psak din. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, hakel nidoinim b'roish ha-shoneh. The din is b'roish ha-shoneh. וגזר דין שלהם נחתם כל אחד ואחד בזמני. The gzar din is each one has a bazundere zman when the din is נחתם. בפסח על התבואה, בעצרס על פרס האילום, בחג נידוינים על המים, ועודם נידוין בראש השון, הגזר דין שלהם נחתם ביום הכיפור. So now our Mishnah is speaking about Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah. So if the Mishnah is speaking about the Gzar Din, so Mamel is good. So Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkos, that's the Zman of the Gzar Din. But then don't speak about Rosh Hashanah. Speak about Yom HaKippurim. That's the Gzar Din on Al-Hodo. The Mishnah is speaking about the Tchilas din, so why he's speaking about Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkis? Zet medach klal that our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi oime odon nidain b'chol yoim, shenema v'tifkedeno livkorim, each day there's a pkide, each boike there's a pkide, Rabbi Yosi oime odon nidain b'chol sho, shenema l'rgoim tifchenenu. Rab Nos Naim Adon Nidim B'chol Shosh Naim L'gom Tivchanen. Pchitayim L'olam Rab Yehuda Hi, or the Gemara speaks as Avchitonim As Nisim Agzardin, Yehochi Kasha Odom. If the Mishnah is speaking about the Gzardin, so why do you mention Rosh Hashanah by Odom? Mention Yom HaKippurim. Let us see what Rashi says. V'chitoni masnisen abo prokim, agzardin, it's going on the gzardin, it's kashodim, tani masnisen b'Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda b'Yom HaKippurim. Omar Ove, hi, the next Rashi, at Chilusdin, abo gzardin, the Odom, v'chitayim olayim ab Yehudei, Kam sie sagt zart in ach ka shod am ye. Ka shod. Ich tag mit de sat ka shod am. A ma rav hay tan de ve rab Yishmael. So rav said that who is the tan of our Mishnah? You're right. It's not Ramei, not Rab Yehuda, not Rab Yaisi, not Rab Nosson. It's Rab Yishmael. The tan of the ve rab Yishmael, ba'bo prokim ha'olam nidayin bepesach al ha'tvuah. Batzeres al peres ha'ilon, v'chag nidoin el ha'mayim, v'odom nidoin b'roish ha'shon, egzardin shloi nechtem b'yoyim ha'kippurim. P'chiktoni mas nisim, ha'tchilas din. The Mishnah is speaking about ha'tchilas din, and that's why we speak about roish ha'shon. Nor by the inyonim of tvue in mayim and peres ha'ilon, then the tchilas din and the gemardin is all together. And by Adam, the Tchilas Din is Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Din is Yom HaKippurim. Fritoni masnisin abo prokim, Tchilas Din, abo gzar din da Adam, that's take b'Yom HaKippurim. The Ran asks, he doesn't understand. Ha'odom nidin b'Rosh Hashanah, so l'chayre ha'odom nidin b'Rosh Hashanah is whatever will happen with him, parnose, etc., that's nidin Rosh Hashanah. So what is pshat in the abo prokim ha'olam nidin? The Pesach ala tvua, l'chayre, it's not a din on the tvua, l'chayre, it's a din what the person, how much tvua the world will get. So that's the Rosh Hashanah the kedin. What is pshat? What is the din in Pesach, and what is the din in Rosh Hashanah? So the Ran says that the din in Pesach is ha'olam nidain bepesach ala tvua. How much tvua the world is deserving to get? How much rain the world is deserving to get? That is the din Pesach and Sukkis and Shavuos. Now that already was nidain already. Now in Rosh Hashanah, now there's a din on kol yochid v'yochid. So the din on kol yochid v'yochid is how much? That means we have already a set amount what the world is going to get. So how much will this yochid derive from that set amount? That is the din in Rosh Hashanah. But be'emesin, there are two different dinim. There's one din klali, how much rain the world will get, how much tvuah the world will get. And then there's another din, how much he'll be able to get from the amount that was nigzar for the world. The Turiyev and Muchitzer, the Turiyev asks as follows. For example, the din in Pesach is din from Pesach till Pesach. How much tvua will be given to the world from Pesach to Pesach? That is, let's say, from Pesach Tovshin and Gimel to Pesach Tovshin and Dalit. How much tvua will be nigzar? Now, a person has a din in Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin and Dalet, we're the din on him from Tishrei to Tishrei. So Lechere, the Triyevan asks, from Tishrei, how can you make a din from Tishrei to Tishrei if we don't know what the Cheshbon is going to be in the world Gufe from Nisan to Tishrei? That means the Nisan of Tavshin and Dalet, there wasn't a din yet. We're making a din. The Ran said that the din of the Yochid works after the din of the Klal. There's a din of the Klal that so much amount of Tvua will be given to the Klal. 8 billion tons of Tvua will be given to the world. And now each Yochid, how much he'll get from the 8 billion tons. But that was a gzeira from Nissan to Nissan. So, but the gzeira and the yodom, which is Rosh Hashanah, that's from Tishrei to Tishrei. So, how could you be done him? So, from Nisan to Tishrei, from the next Nisan to Tishrei, there was no din klali on the olam. So, what is the din prati al kol odom v'odom? That's a Tzvi Eben's kasha. Tzvi Eben wants to say that it could be the din prati on the Adam is not given in numbers, it's given in percentages. That means like this, that this Yochid will get a percentage of the world's crop. What the world's crop is, so from this Nissan to the next Nissan, we know what the world's crop is going to be. So now we can figure out the numbers also. From the next Nissan, we don't know what the world's crop will be, but the percentage, the chelik, what he'll get from the world's crop, that was nigzar in Rosh Hashanah. Let us see Tosfos. Bepesach ala tvue. The Mishnah said, and the Gemara said that this is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the din ala tvue, that's nidin bepesach. The Tosfos beperik mishe meisai, gabi chosid sheknitosai ishtoi erev Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Brachas relates a maise that there was a chosid echad that his wife made him angry erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara relates he went to the Beis HaKvoris and he stayed in the Beis HaKvoris overnight and he heard Ruches speaking one with the other and they were saying what they heard, what the gzeira was for the next year. Agavuchet is a beautiful vote from Abisrol Salanter. Why did he go to the Beis HaKvoris? So he says, because Iknitosa Ishtai. Iknitosa Ishtai means that he got hurt from his wife, angered him. So he saw Satoignish. You're not supposed to get hurt if someone angers you. So he went, but how do you work on yourself? So he went to the Beis HaKvoris, the Sofet Zayin. That means all these things shouldn't bother you. Mekuktvus the Seifa Adem Vetzayin. So Mamele, that cooled him off completely already. Verkehrt every Yagmas Nefesh Ahot Av Der Welt, Yemenake Av Yene Welt. That was the Beis HaMusa for him to, for this Chosid Echot, and it did wonders. Now while he was there, the Beis HaKvoris, he already heard from two Ruches, the Beis HaShone, Shoma, Shtei Ruche, Shemesaprim, Zu Ezu, Sheshomu Meachoyrei Apargut, Shekol Azeireya Berevi Rishayne, Borod Malka Oisai. He heard that whoever will be Zereya by the first Riviyah, so that will get ruined by Borot. So now Tosfos says, Amir Dikakashim, who's speaking about the din of Tvua that was Pesach, Nidain Ala Tvua. So the Ritva wants to say, Taka Tzvam for Tosfos Kashe, it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda Taka Yene Gemara. Going according to Rab Meir, like we said, the Ale Medinis Boyom, Eizel Lerov. That's what the Ritva wants to answer. Tosfos seems that this is a partial Gemara. Tosfos is a partial Gemara going according to everyone. So according to our Mishnah, why did he hear Rosh Hashanah the Gzeira and Tvua? B'shem Oz, Tosfos b'Shemayim b'Rosh Hashanah hoyem maskirim din hanigzar b'Pesach. So Tosfos says, maybe Bashamayim, Rosh Hashanah, they mentioned that din. So what's Pshat in Tosfos? According to the Ran, it's very good, because the din ha'odom is dependent on the din ha'olam. That means when we give the person give the person a chelik of the so we have to take this into consideration. So memele, so b'shemayim b'roish shana yemaskirim din anigzar b'pesach. Inami, Otaisu says, Rav Yehuda da'ama hakel nidoinim b'roish shana ugzar din b'pesach ala tvua. So Taisu wants to say, maybe it goes according to Rav Yehuda. The Taisu Rosh weiss the chois, why Taisu wants to say it goes according to Rav Yehuda, because tam chosedech is Rav Yehuda b'ayloi, so Mamela, that's from Rabbi Yehuda. So Mamela, Taisu wants to say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So from this Taisu, we see that what is Taisu saying? Taisu is saying it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the din tak is Rosh Hashanah, the gzar din is Pesach. So if Taisu would hold like the Ritva, that the gzar din means that bepoil, it's only Niskay and Pesach, so that doesn't make sense. Because Lamaisa, the Borod was in the Revi'a Rishayne. So we see from Taisus, that's what the Sasemis is Medaik from Taisus, that the Din Rosh Hashanah already is a Fartik Din, which is Noig Lamaisa. But there's no Gzar Din yet. Lamayin Avkamina, we could still be Oike the Din. But the Din in Rosh Hashanah is Pshat, is that there's a Fartik Din already. That is Pshat in, That we see from Taisvis. L'chayre from the Gemara, we see Nitazay. The Gemara said that if something happened, the Odom Shira by Keri, Ayenis Kaidim Yekipurim, Nidin L'Shava. The Gemara is saying it's from the Yom Kippur the Kedin. Maybe it's from the Rosh Hashanah the Kedin also. I mean, if we see from Taisus that it's shayach from a din alone, lemaisa something should happen. So lechayri we have to understand pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says is that something happens ben kesel la'osa from the Friedeke Yom Kippurim. Could be it's not from the Friedeke Yom Kippurim. Could be it's from the Heintike Rosh Hashanah. She'ira bo keri mikre loshen ula yikor, an occurrence. Nami loshen kushik, mein telche imi bekeri. Zogte gemore weiter. Omar Rav Chizde, mai taime de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Odom nidin b'chol yoy. So Rav Chizde says, what's the time of Rabbi Yossi? Zogte gemore, kede koma taime, what's the problem? He gave away his makoyah. But if Kedan Ulib Korim, it says that there's a Pkide, there's a din every morning. So the Gemara Anan Hochi Kamrina. My time lay Omar Kerab Nosan. Look further in the Pasuk. Lirgoim Tifchinenu. So we see that there's a Bechina, there's a din Bechol Rega. So why didn't he say like Rab Nosan? That's the Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Bechina iyuni bialmei. Bechina doesn't mean a din. Bechina means it's ma'ayim, but it's not a din. Oda nidin b'chol yoyim, that's tafke p'kide. Like the Gemara, p'kide nami iyuni bialmei. Just like you can say, Bechina is an iyun bialmei, it's p'kide nami iyuni bialmei. Ela omar Rav Chizde taime de Rabbi Yossi mehocham. That the makor that is a din b'chol yoyim, he learns out from the Pasuk, Lasos Mishpat Avdoi, Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Devar Yoim B'Yoimai. So the Pasuk says, that is a Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Devar Yoim B'Yoimai. So that's the Makar that is a Mishpat. So why did Rabbi Yossi bring the Pasuk of Tativ Kedenu Lib Karim? Let him bring this Pasuk. So the Marsha says he wanted to tell us that when in the day is the Mishpat. Odom nidin b'chol yoyim b'boike. That's what he wanted to tell us. The Pasuk tells us that if kedanu libkorim, that the din is b'boike. But a makayer that is a Mishpat b'chol yoyim, that we see take, it says, dvar yoyim b'yoyim. Ba'omar Rav Chizde, melech v'tzibo, melech nichnas t'chilo ledin. The Melech comes first, and then Malasis Mishpat Avdoi, and Behodo Mishpat Amoi. Behodo and Mishpat Amoi. First, the Mishpat the Melech, and then there's a Mishpat of Klal Yisrael. My time, that the Melech should not have to wait. That if the Am would be gemishpat first, so there's a charoin af. If there would be a charoin af from the Avoinis Hatzibo, then the mishpat of the Melech would be a mishpat with charoin af. So in order to avoid this, the mishpat of the Melech comes first. They bring down from the Yaris Dvash. Why did the Gemara have to bring this member of Rav Chisde? Another Amar Rav Chisde is a pasuk Yelam Shat Balabatish, because he brought down this pasuk is the makor of Rav Yosi that is a mishpat b'chol yom, a mishpat amishot b'yom b'yom. He said, "Rima brings Rav Chisde said another drosh on this pasuk." But the Yaris Dvash wants to say a beautiful word. The Yaris Dvash says that Be'emison, the Gemara asked the Kasha, "My time at the Rabbi Yosi." So the Gemara says, "What's that? My time at the Rabbi Yosi?" He says the pasuk that if kedenu lepkor. So the Gemara says, "No, my time. Why don't you hold like Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson says it's a mishpat b'chol rega." That was the Kasha. So the Gemara says, if you say that Bechinis is Ian Balmer, so maybe Pekid is also Ian Balmer. So what's my time? What did the Gemara answer? It says Dva Yoim B'Yoim. There's a mishpat Dva Yoim B'Yoim. It's doch weiter schwer. We didn't find for the Kasha yet. So it says it's a mishpat each day. But now, the guf on udonim. Is there one mishpat each day, or is there a constant mishpat each day? So we're still back to the Kasha. My time at the Rabbi Yosi. Maybe there's a mishpat b'chol rege v'rege. Pastoichet Dva Yoim B'Yoim. There's a mishpat constantly the whole day. So therefore, Rav Chisde brought another memory. It says, Melech va'om, Melech, you need an entchila. Why you need an entchila? Behechid le'lefesh ha'roinav. Zuk the Yaris Dvash. If there would be a mishpat b'chol rega v'rega, and it says the ha'roinav of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ki rega b'yapoy, so Memele, so he says, if they mishpat the folk, so we have Melech t'chila by the next rega, there's a ha'roinav from the Friedeke mishpat. And it says doch verkehrt that mishpat avdoi and then mishpat amidoloi leif is charoinav. Is a right is one mishpat a day. So that's why the Gemara brings Rav Chisde. The Gemara brings Rav Chisde. That's the teretz why Rav Yosi did not want to say like Rav Nosson. Zot Rashi. Anan ochi kamrinen, ochi kashulon, krab nosen my time ala yama. Mishum de ksava bechine ein zedin, ala boidik bemaisav, kilker bedidei nami tikshaloch, pekide yuni bialmu. Zog de gemore weiter, omar rav yosef, keman matzlinen hoidne, ak tziri va amari. According to who are we mispalal each day on the Ktziri Emeri, we'll see Ktziri Adachoylem, Emeri Adatamid Chachomim. So Lechayre, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, Lechayre, if there's a Gzar Din already, so a Tvila doesn't help after the Gzar Din, so why are we mispalal for Chaylem? So the Gemara said, Keman, Ke Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's a Bezundere Din each day, the besondere din each day, some emele, so we must follow each day that there shouldn't be a din. The Svasemis brings down from the Raivon that according to Rabbi Yosi, so what's Rosh Hashanah? I mean, there's a besondere din each day. So the Raivon wants to say, Rosh Hashanah, kol boi oylem oivrim lefonav kivnei meroim, there is a din on the oilam, on the whole oilam together. Niskarim b'skira achas, there's a din out the unit of oilam. And each day there's a din on each yachid bazunda. That's exactly what will be with him each day. But al kaponim, so the Gemara says, as according to Rabbi Yosi, since lemaise, there's a bazundere din each day, on every yachid. So Mamela, there's a makim to be mispalo. But according to the others, that there was already a din fakel tetzfastik up kapaskans in Yom HaKippurim, so Mamela, so there's no makim for tvila. Could be with Mispalak the Rabbon and the Chab Yitzchak. The Rab Yitzchak, Yofet Tzaka La'odam Ben Kaidim Gzardin Ben La'ach Gzardin. Fakat Tvila helps Ach Gzardin also. Let us see Rashi. Akziri Vamari Meforish Meseches Nedorim Kziri Choylem Meri Talmidei Chachomim Shehem Teshushei Koyach. Kabiyasi Dama Odam Nidim Bechol Yoy V'Yispalo Sheyedaino Oysei L'Schus like nesu misa dika rabon adam nit na al bereish shana rei kvar nit nesa olav so was helft de twille. Let us see tais samayre de ketais keman matzelinon haidna aktsiri va mari ke rabiyis bim taima rabon nami milay matzlinen rafaino bichas shanim. This was anchekness agdelo when masakan these twillers. So memele, so everyone says refain, anshik nesek they were before these tanoim. So what's pshat? According to them, how do we understand refainu? But oi, then another kasha taisa says, boy, ha rab yehud, the dom ha ha adam nidem bereish shana gzardin shalai nechdem b'yem ha-kippurim. Oma be kama de shabbos, hanich neslavaker achayle, oimer hamokim yirachim alecho, v'alchayle yama Yisrael. Now what, so according, what's pshat is this? Bishlam eviz mevaker chayle before Yom HaKippur memeila. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, whenever you mevaker chayle, you mispalo this tefillah. How does that tefillah help? It's after the gzar din. V'oimer Rabbeinu tam, the Shiloyechle Vadai Le Matzlinen. Elo Le Rabbi Yaisi. That's true. Shiloyechle, if there was a gzeire that a person should become sick, so it's fafal. Only according to Rabbi Yaisi, because each day there's a din each day. Avo She Yisrape, but Yeshkinga Kashe Refainu, Matzlinen Alibe de Kulalme. But for Refuis, we could be mispal. The Mosa Yechlu Nigzar, because when, even though there's a Gzar Din an Chayli, so Taisa says the Gzar Din is when he should get sick. Mosa Yisrapu Loi Nigzar, but there's not in the Gzaira of Chayli, there is never put into the Gzaira when the Refuah should be. So comes out, So there was no gzeir on it, how long the chayli should be nimsha. So memeila aftos past tefila, there was only a gzeir, he should become sick. The extent of time the sickness should last, there was no gzeir. Rabbi Yankiv Emden, af an ort, asks akashe from a gemore in Avodah Zorah. Daf nun hei, the gemore says in Avodah Zorah, Chaloim roim v'nemonim. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Nishlom sends Yisurim on a person, is mashbiya the Yisurim, that it should come on a certain time, it should leave on a certain day, in a certain hour, through a certain raifa, into a certain medicine. As is the Gemara. So that means that when there's already a package deal, when Yisurim or Chaloim or Rachman Nishlom sent on a person, everything is already decided from Bishas Tegzeire, how long the Chayli will last. So what is Pshat Na Taisus? So Rabbi Yankiv Emden says that Taisus means as follows, that Zichet, there's a Zman without Tfilah. That means without Tfilah, this will be the Hemshech of the Chayli. But there never was a Zman with Tfilah. That means Bishas the Gzeire was made, there was a clause in the gzeire, with tvila this could be nishtane. So never being oiker a gzeire that was nigzer already. The gzeire only comes without tvila, this will be the natural course of the gzeire. With tvila, that's another parsha. So memeila zaktaisvis, vahashte, That what we are bespalo refa'enu. That is Zuktabach Ledivrei Hakel. This is according to everyone. Because in all the gzeiras of Chayli, there never was a gzeira that tefillah shouldn't help. So tefillah can zicher shorten the zman haChayli. Amari, that's according to everyone. Amari, Hayne Rabbanin Shelo Yechlu. That is davka according to Rabbi Yosi. And that's what Shad Agamara says. That what the Agamara Chavtang Tziri is lav davka. The Agamara means keman matzlinin Amari. And the Tamid Chachamim, which are weak, that they should not become sick. That's only according to Rabbi Yosi. According to the Chachamim, if there was a gzeira, they'll become sick already. So that gzeira cannot become this battle al yedei tefillah, since it's after exiled in the Umashem ispalalim birchas hashonim hayne kedlekama bepirken shim pasuk shomim rotem sheyridem amokim bizmano. That is also not a stirah to the gzardin, that the kshomim, that one nigzar, should fall in the right place and the right time. Void yeshloima, and another teretz, which is a muliyim dike teretz, the tefillah de rabim shani, the gzar dinam nikra kedel kamon, a tefillah of a rabim, a tefillah of a rabim do not have to be worried of a gzar din. Our tefillah of a rabim is bekoyach to be kerei a gzar din. Vahi de Shabbos de Rabbi Yehuda, the eye Rabbi Yehuda was mevaker choyle, that was a tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda, that he was a yochid. So how did this tefillah help? Nami yeshli yashev kahai gavne, didamye le rabim. That is equivalent to a tvilis rabim, davi matzli bahadei al kol chaylim. He said that hamokim irachim olecho ba'al chaylei amo Yisrael. So memele, so Taisa says, amoyredike yisod, that if a person is mispalul for a tzibur, so that is equivalent to a tefillas rabim, and that's bekoyach likroyach gzardim. So the only problem is, what's pshat in Agamorim? Well, that what Agamor says, keman matzlinin ho'idne akziri v'amari. So what episodes give us from Toisvis, that others used to be mispalul for yechidim without saying besoich klal Yisrael. That was Rabbi Yosef's kashe. This already does not have a din of a tefillas rabim. So that he says, that's going according to Rabbi Yosef.